1031. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we launch here in hour two, go right to your phone calls. And still to come, we got to talk about marijuana and how it could actually maybe help people get better as far as skin infections are concerned. We'll first go to the phone calls and talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dennis.
Greetings, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind, Dennis?
Hey, I am just out of the city council meeting in Concord, and man,
that sounds like a real blast.
Oh, it's
those people definitely know how to have a good time.
The hive of scum and villainy.
Oh, dear.
But it's pretty cool because we gathered enough signatures to put a spending cap question on the ballot.
Excellent. I'm glad that went through.
Especially in a highly socialist area like Concord. It's like the government seat, so it's all government people here.
Right.
Very, very bad. And by law, they had to have a meeting for public input, which obviously was like they thought this was as fun as pulling teeth, right?
Yeah, they didn't want to do that, I'm sure.
I'm just walking out. Irina, my wife and the president of the Free State Project, just got to give her little testimony. And the beautiful thing was that she related a little bit of her story of being a child in communist Czechoslovakia.
That's always persuasive.
Central planning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, central planning and how, and of course, the people who talked before her, of course, they're talking about, you know, we need school buses for the children, we need police cars.
Sure.
If you limit the rate of increase of government spending, we'll have to turn off the streetlights. They actually said that. I mean, come on. So for Irina to get up there and talk about, you know, when I was a little girl in communist Czechoslovakia and all the wonderful projects that the central planners were planning, it sounds a lot like what you people are proposing.
Mm. Yep, sure does.
She came within a millimeter of, you know, saying you people are communists.
You folks are a bunch of commies.
Yeah.
The great thing is these people didn't know what to do with that, so what they did was went on the attack. They start asking her questions like,
really?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, you realize that we're not a central planning committee. They're supposed to ask questions, and instead when they resort to, like, trying to defend their positions or statements, you know that they're really upset, which is great.
Awesome.
We're not a central planning committee. You know, and then Irina brought up, this is a great thing, she actually looked at the little mission statement that they have for the year, their 2000-2008-9 plan on the web. Bullet item number one, I swear to God, they give it to us, they make it too easy. Bullet item number one was expand the tax base. And Irina came back and said, do you think any of your constituents think that is the top priority for this, that they want to see, expand the tax base?
Yeah, I'm sure some of them do.
So they're attacking on that. Well, do you know what that means? That doesn't mean increasing your taxes. That means having more businesses come in. And it was great. They walked right into the trap. Irina goes, well, how do you plan to bring in more businesses? And they, you know, they answer back, blah, blah, better community, blah, blah, blah. And so Irina will say, oh, so you have a plan that you formed centrally. It's just so great.
What are the mechanics of this, Dennis? I mean, you said it's a public hearing, so does Irina have a certain amount of time in which to interact with them and they will answer her questions, that sort of thing? Or is it you make a statement and they ask you a bunch of questions? What's the actual format?
In theory, the sort of parliamentary procedure is you go up and you say your piece as a member of the public, and then they can ask you questions to get more information.
I see.
And often if you do this kind of thing, the ones who are good at it and who, if they do it at the state level as opposed to the weird city level, they'll say things like, would you believe that? And then they give their opinion. But they know that at least that they have to make it a question. The city bureaucrats aren't so suave.
I think it's great, and I think it's just getting that spending cap proposal on the ballot. It's a huge victory, and you know it's just not happening in other states. And I think that's what's relevant here is that people that believe in small government need to move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Especially people that believe that the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. That is the Free State Project pledge, which means that people that are in favor of small government are welcome, and people that are in favor of self government or no governmental interference in their life also welcome here. And it's good to see progress being made all around. Of course, in the more non-cooperative region, we do have a man planning to sell hot dogs illegally here in Keene. So that should be kind of fun.
Oh, and I got to say, that's going to make a huge difference to anybody not. So anyway.
Hey, now. You don't understand what's going on here, Dennis.
No, I mean, it might be in the New Hampshire Free Press.
Actually, more of the largest cities in New Hampshire
are going to have their spending capped. So I call that an actual thing that you can point to and say, look, they can't spend the money now.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm with you, Dennis. I think that the whole
cooperative
thing.
Let's talk victories here. The four largest cities in the state. All boom, 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 boom. We did Manchester night before last. We're doing Concord tonight. Boom, boom. We're taking them out, man. We're taking them out. We're taking out Tom Elsie here.
There you go.
Did I say that on the air? Oh, God.
All right, Dennis. Thanks for the call, man, and keep up the good work out there. 800-259-9231.
I can see he's pumped, and it's a real victory.
It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, to point out what's going on with a hot dog vendor, there is a man who has been selling hot dogs down by – Keene is a college town. Keene, New Hampshire, college town. And Keene State College is here. A lot of college kids live around the college, and they like to party. You know how college kids are. That's what they do. And so college kids, they like to drink, and there's this guy that set up a hot dog cart basically in the parking lot of one of the fraternities, as I understand it, and has for a while been selling hot dogs peacefully, hasn't been bothering anybody. The neighbors haven't complained about it or anything like that.
That you know of.
That I know of.
You can find a neighbor that's going to complain. I mean, it's not a great statement.
But he's not by a neighbor, though. He's in the parking lot of the,
fraternity.
I can find a neighbor that is going to complain. I can't.
Yeah, but as far as them actually being disturbed, they can't possibly have been disturbed.
The fraternity houses are in the college kid neighborhoods, and those neighborhoods are just like party night Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Sorry.
They're loud.
It's not like the vendor is playing loud music.
Nobody lives
like that.
By that area. Not like people like us, adults.
They've all been driven out.
Because why would you want to?
Yeah, I don't want to live in an area where college kids are outside going, woo! And three in the morning or whatever. Yeah. So, but the vendor figured he might be able to make a few bucks, and so he went and he opened up his hot dog stand. I believe he said that he made as much as like $600 in a weekend or on one night or something like that. So, I mean, there's some real money out there waiting to be made, and the guy was entrepreneurial enough to go out and do that. And of course, eventually, the city found out about it, and they shut him down. They told him he needed to stop, and, of course, being a good little citizen, he's now trying to engage in some sort of political process to try to – yes, of course, he's already gone and begged, and they don't –
Actually, when I ran for city council, the first meeting I went to was there's a Home Depot here, and there's a really nice hot dog stand.
It's permanent.
Yeah, it's the monster of all hot dog stands, and it's very clean looking and very nice. And that lady, the lady who owns that, was sitting in front of the city council begging to keep her hot dog stand. There was some jerk.
It's obviously okay with Home Depot and whoever it is that owns the plaza that Home Depot's in, because she's been there as long as we've been here in Keene.
Jerk who proposed it, I guess he got shut down. People didn't agree. He brought it back up. He changed it a little bit and said, well, okay, how about if it's not downtown? Downtown's going to be the only place there can be hot dog stands. and tried to bring it back and was trying to convince people at this meeting to not to vote for or to have no hot dog stands other than on Main Street in Keene. And this poor lady was in tears begging. Yeah. She said it had been going on for a year, and all she wanted was to be left alone, and it was very, very sad.
I don't know what she ended up. She must have ended up jumping through some hoops because she's still there. So there must have been some hoops put up, some
maybe
licensing
didn't pass
fee
again.
Or something. I don't know. I don't pay that close
attention.
But it was
really, really sad.
But this other guy has been shut down. And they have come down on him, and so one of the activists here in the area is going to illegally sell hot dogs at like 11 o'clock in the morning, so basically lunch hour, somewhere in downtown Keene, and the cops already know about it. So we're going to see what they do. Will they cite him? Will they arrest him? If he gets away with it, if he is actually able to sell the hot dogs, then I don't think that should be poo-pooed. I mean, I know Dennis was just kind of joking around, but I think that's depending on what happens, it could be pretty big.
It works together, and I think that the civil disobedience helps the people who are trying to get things passed, and I think that both of them are, you know, going to be good things.
Like I say, well, let's compete, see who can get to freedom fastest. Either way, we'll all win, and the state will lose. 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
So, my diet's progressing along. If you hadn't heard, many of my pants have ceased to fit, so I'm trying to take off 10 or 15 pounds. Going on diets isn't easy for me. If I try to skip a meal, I freak out. I swear it's some kind of blood sugar problem. And if I try to take any kind of stimulant, I freak out. This makes most diets and diet supplements unacceptable. But I've found a solution. Dex-C20. Dex-C20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it and go. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm still losing weight. More than 4 pounds at last count. Dex-C20 is a two-pronged attack on fat. It's an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. You can find Dex-C20 at most drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Pick up a bottle of Dex-C20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way. Don't freak out. Take Dex-C20.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-204-6421. Call in now to find out how you can get 2 free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, if you're over your head at monthly payments, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, allowing you to cut your debt up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like to offer you a free consultation that will help you start eliminating credit card debt. For your free consultation that will set you free, call 1-800-982-9254. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Settle your debt and move on with your life. During your free consultation, you'll find out what the credit card companies don't want you to know. For your free consultation that will help you settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, call today. The number is 1-800-982-9254. 1-800-982-9254.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and you'll see what that's all about. shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for an edge in business? Try a one-month free subscription to Executive Summaries for Business Leaders. Log on to echapter1.com to receive summaries of today's best business books. That's E as in easy, chapter, O-N-E.com. And use discount code FTL to get that free one-month subscription. That's echapter1.com.
.com. We continue by going to your calls, and still to come, drugs. We'll discuss ecstasy and marijuana and some interesting kind of, well, possibly studies about them. Let's go first, though, to Cliff in Florida on the Amp Line. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Cliff, what's on your mind tonight?
All right. I finally came up with a reason to vote for John McCain.
Oh, no.
So I think Mark might be happy about this.
I'm listening.
All right. Here's what I'm looking at. If you take a look at the last 8 years, pretty much the last 8 years has brought a lot of freedom to a lot of people because of the fact that George Bush has been pretty much a tyrant.
It's and brought freedom to people? What are you talking
about?
Because,
the way I look at it is people have been, you know, pretty much they've been getting awake. They finally realized it because it's been so bad.
Oh, okay. So you're advocating that the state should be made worse so that the bounce back or the blowback on as far as the people working against the state will grow. So the ranks of the liberty-oriented people will grow. That's what you're going to advocate?
Unfortunately, true. But let me give you the reason why I think it's true. If you take a look at a guy like Barack Obama, I think if he gets into becomes the president, a lot of people are actually going to have hope and think that things are going to change. So they're going to be more reluctant to actually you know, advocate freedom or actually look for an alternative, as opposed to a John McCain, which you know for a fact that he's going to continue the exact same thing that George Bush has been promoting. If not worse. So therefore, I think it's, you know, at this pace, a lot more people will start realizing what's going on and, you know, finally wake up to this and. Maybe
I see what I mean about voting being personal and strategic. At this point, it's desperate times for everybody, and people are, you know, there's not a cohesive plan here. There's not a good plan, Ian. Your don't vote plan stinks.
But no, I'm not endorsing the state, so I'm clean.
Yeah, my plan is to stay home and do whatever I continue to do whatever I want.
Yeah, but the way I look at it is, if you want to be a real freedom advocate, you know, unfortunately as human beings, we don't react until there's a real fire under our butts. It's kind of like the frog scenario you guys got to bring up every now and then.
Well, you know, if you want to follow the logical, I've heard this argument before. It has come up on the program before under different situations. The basic argument being we should support the largest growth of the state we possibly can so as to encourage more people, because the state will then become more intrusive in their lives, to encourage more people to understand liberty. And while I understand the point, if you want to follow that to its logical extreme, then there's no point in going and getting active as far as trying to do things like what Dennis was doing in Concord, even at a local level, trying to turn things around, because you want things to get bigger so you can supposedly recruit people.
Sure, there's
people.
A point if you believe in secession.
I don't get it, Mark.
The way I look at it is, if there's one place in the entire U.S. that has it a lot better than the rest, trust me, people will take heed of that, and they'll realize that, and they'll want some of that. And if you take a look at the American Revolutionary War, it would have never happened had it not been so oppressive under English rule.
You know, hey, Cliff, if you don't have a conscience, my friend, then I can understand why you would go ahead with that particular voting, that plan. I don't understand how you could possibly want to have any bit of blood on your hands by voting for one of those two, especially, you know, John McCain or Obama.
Yeah, and trust me, I get exactly what you're saying, but the way I look at it is, either way, you're going to have a lot of people dying. That's the reality.
Yeah, but I'm not the one voting for evil. I'm not voting for evil, and you and Mark are.
Yeah, I absolutely get what you're saying, and it makes sense.
Sanctimony. Can you hear the sanctimony?
It's called social ostracism.
I'm black, and I really wanted to vote for Barack Obama. I was really hoping for this hope and this thing. So I really wanted to do this, but to be honest with you, nothing's going to change anytime soon. And the way I look at it is, if we really don't wake up over the next, you know, couple of years, it's not going to stop, and it's going to get to a point where, you know, you're going to get so used to being so passive that no one's going to want to fight against the system.
Well, okay, here's my next question for you.
By the way, they're going to pull your card. You're not going to be a black man if you don't vote for Barack. If you vote for John McCain instead of Barack Obama.
So here's my next question. Let's say you go ahead and you vote for John McCain because of this absurdity, this idea that, you know, growing the state will help our side somehow. That you go ahead and you vote for John McCain, and then 4 years later, after the Liberty Movement hasn't necessarily grown anywhere but cut New Hampshire significantly anywhere because it's being crushed by the police state at that point, then are you going to then vote, you know, advocate voting for whichever other Republican happens to run at that time, you know, Jeb Bush or something like that?
And you're ruining my plan. My plan is it's pretty solid the way it is, and you're kind of ruining it for me. Honestly, I think it's the best thing for me to do at this point.
Okay. You do what you got to do, man.
I'm 100% sure on it, to be honest with you. So
you're the one that has to look at yourself in the mirror in the morning, my friend. Cliff, thanks for the call. Appreciate the thoughts. Sure. 800-259-9231. I mean, how long does that go on for? Is it 4 years later? Do you reassess then and say, well, I think we need the state to get bigger so we can recruit more people? I'm going to vote for Jeb Bush. And then in 2016, Jeb's running again. You going to go ahead and give him your A-OK?
It's all so yucky.
Yeah. Stay away from it. Don't taint yourself. 800-259-9231.
Oh, I'm good and tainted already,
but if
friend.
You do have a taint problem, maybe rubbing marijuana on it could help. This story, according to Paul Armentano from NORML, the National Organization for Reform
taint
of Marijuana Law.
Taint problems don't sound too pleasant.
According to the Journal of American Medical Association, JAMA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, colloquially known as MRSA, which is actually a topic that has come up within the last few months on the program, MRSA, or as it's been called, the superbug, is now responsible for more annual U.S. deaths than AIDS. Yet despite this sobering statistic, it's unlikely that either JAMA or anyone in the mainstream U.S. media will report on the findings of a forthcoming Italian study. You didn't think I was actually going to say this took place in America, did you? Demonstrating that compounds in cannabis possess exceptional antibacterial activity against multi-drug-resistant pathogens, including MRSA. According to the authors of the study, although the use of cannabinoids as systematic antibacterial agents awaits rigorous clinical trials, their topical application to reduce skin colonization by MRSA seems promising.
Who got the idea to rub pot on somebody who's got MRSA?
I don't know. Somebody got really high. I don't know. Figured it might be a good idea. It is an amazing drug.
I mean, it helps
drug.
Everything else, so you might as well try it on that.
Yeah, try turning it into a tincture or something like that. Cannabis sativa represents an interesting source of antibacterial agents to address the problem of multi-drug resistance in MRSA and other pathogenic bacteria. Ironically, the study notes that preparations from cannabis were investigated extensively in the 1950s as highly active topical antiseptic agents, predictably in yet another victory for prohibition. Authors declare that little, if any, research into this potential clinical application has taken place since. So there was initial word back in the 50s that this might be good, and now, here in 2008, there's finally been another study done about the antibacterial properties
in Italy.
Of marijuana. According to Armentano, several years ago, when he first began writing the booklet Emerging Clinical Applications for Cannabis and Cannabinoids, I mused about what sort of advancements the treatment of disease may have been achieved over the past 70 years if the U.S. government had chosen to advance rather than stifle clinical research into the therapeutic effects of cannabis. And now, more than ever, it's a question that the so-called elected officials must be forced to answer, though good luck getting any answers out of most of them. 800-259-9231. It is your show. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-941-9392. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now, 1-800-941-9392. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now, when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-941-9392. That's 1-800-941-9392. 1-800-941-9392.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are free. Enjoy them, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 375,000 posts for you to surf around through. There's a lot to talk about, so head over and get interactive for free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. They're also the number one sponsor of Free Talk Live. And, you know, if you can send business their way, please do. We would consider that supporting Free Talk Live. You can contact them by checking out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI.
800-259-9231. We continue here. We'll get back to a marijuana-related story here in a little bit that Julia has to share. But first to your phone calls. It is Will from the Walk for Liberty, Will Buchanan, on the AMP line. You're on Free Talk Live, Will.
Hey. Hey. I just wanted to report that my wife, Brooke, and I got back from the Ron Paul Rally for the Republic last night.
Oh, I'm glad you were able to make it there in
and
time.
You had told me off the air that you had not heard anything about Ron Paul endorsing Bob Barr or any other candidate at the rally.
It doesn't look like he did.
I mistakenly suggested earlier in the show that I'd heard it somewhere on some YouTube video.
I've been
video
given an email of that sort of said that was so, but apparently
it obviously wasn't you. I don't know if it was Dave Ridley or where I heard that, but I know I heard it, but it's not true. And anyway, go ahead with what you were calling about tonight.
Yeah, I think I was there for the entire, for both of Ron Paul's speeches, and he didn't mention anything about it in his speeches, at least. And I would think if he would have, that's when he would have said something.
So was there any, there was rumor going around that Ron Paul was going to advocate civil disobedience. Did you hear any calls for anything like that?
He didn't really specifically come right out and say.
Uh-oh. Will?
Hello? Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, you're still there. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. He did kind of skirt around it and dance around it a little. I mean, I don't.
Sounds like, Will, are you getting like an incoming call or something?
I'm getting a beep beep. I don't think that's my.
Well,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I am.
We'll try one more time.
Okay, so, at least we know it's not the connection going.
Right.
Ahead.
So he skirted around it, which sounds similar to what he did, because he was actually on Jim Babka's last Downsize DC show, and I called in to ask him, you know, to sort of ask him his opinion on civil disobedience. He said he generally said that he kind of supported the idea, but he didn't necessarily feel like calling for it because he didn't feel like it was quite time for that in a massive kind of way. So and that might be why he was skirting around it. Like, he has an affinity for it, but at the same time doesn't want to be the guy calling for it, I guess. I'm not sure.
Right. Yeah, I think you said something to the effect of, you know, there might be times when I'm almost like you'd have to take one for the team, sort of, you know, and resist the state, essentially.
No, I felt I fell for that trick one time, take one for the team. Nonsense.
So yeah. What else did you want to share, Will, tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say I had a really great time there. Just got really re-energized from being there. I'm glad that all the Ron Paul supporters, you know, the grassroots people that have came out of the woodwork essentially when Ron Paul announced his campaign and as it was developing, haven't just gone away and you know, are transforming into this new campaign for liberty. I had a great time just talking to people there. I was at the Free State Project booth for a lot of the time.
Yeah, I heard about that. How'd that go for you? Did people recognize you?
Some people did. I think some people might have confused me with the Walk for Freedom guys.
Wait, what's that?
But,
somebody doing something similar?
It's a group of guys that were walking from, I believe, Green Bay, Wisconsin, to the Rally for the Republic, about 280 miles.
Oh, that's nothing. You've covered that several times over. For our listeners that are brand new and don't know what the Walk for Liberty is, can you give them a briefing here real quick?
Sure. It's I'm walking coast to coast from Oregon to the New Hampshire coast for a couple reasons, to promote the Free State Project and to join it at the end. I'm going to be moving to New Hampshire.
Well, you've already joined the Free State Project as far as being a participant in it. But you will be actually physically
fulfill my commitment to it, and move to New Hampshire, and also to support Ron Paul and his campaign for liberty.
It's been really interesting. I've watched every single one of your videos because what I like to do in the morning is get up and, you know, have some breakfast. And while I'm eating breakfast, see if there are any new YouTube videos out. Of course, yours is one of my subscriptions. People can go to walkforliberty.com to see your videos as well as take a look at a map of where you've been and where it is you're planning on going. And you've been really, I think, having some good success. Obviously, the views on your videos could be higher, and I hope more people will go and watch them. But have you seen them building over time as you've been getting more media coverage? Have you noticed a trend at all?
I'm not really sure. I think they have been building because I'm relatively consistently, at least on YouTube, getting over 100 views per video, which I wasn't really doing before. I don't know if it's the media coverage or what, because, you know, for each newspaper, you know, TV appearance, I never really noticed a spike, mm-hmm. per se, so I don't. Yeah, maybe it's just a gradual building over time.
So, either of you have any other questions for Will while we've got him on the line? Will from the Walk for Liberty, who is walking across the country.
How many miles do you average in a day now, Will?
I usually walk at least 20 miles a day now.
That's huge.
Do you feel yourself getting stronger?
One thing I've noticed, which was really a surprise to me, is my feet have actually gotten bigger since I began the walk.
That
seems like it could be slightly inconvenient.
Well, you had to go and buy shoes at one point, right?
It is. Yeah, because when I started the walk, I got size 13s because Brooke had read that you're supposed to get one size larger than you normally wear, and I normally wore 12s. And at a certain point, the 13s, I was starting to get blisters on my toes and everything.
Wow.
So I actually went up to size 14, which is kind of inconvenient because 13 is really the last, you know, largest size that most stores carry.
Right.
So There's only a few stores I can go to now where I have to special order them.
How do you deal with, as you're driving across the country, if you have to order something off the internet, as I know you did at one point with a new video camera or maybe a pair of shoes or something, how do you have that delivered so you can pick it up on your route? Is there some way that like a mail service can sort of temporarily take something for you? How does that work?
Well, the only one time that I've done it, mail order something was with a new camera, which was convenient at that point because it was a place where we had stayed for several days, so that worked out pretty well. But I was going to do it again, I'd just have to, estimate, 20, 21 miles a day and try to project where I would be, when it would get in.
That makes sense. And I guess if you're a paying customer at like a campground or something like that, they would accept mail for you, presumably. I don't know how questionable that they would be towards it, wondering if you're getting a shipment of drugs or something like that. You never know who's going to ship something to your business, but I guess it's not their responsibility if it doesn't have their name on it. So, very good.
Yeah, the other time I did it, they didn't really seem to have a problem with it. I told them, I was walking and traveling across the country and, just wanted to pick something up. And that's probably pretty common with RVers if they don't really have a regular address to get something sent into whatever RV park they're at that moment.
So I hope you see a spike in your video views because you were at that Ron Paul rally. It seems like it'd be a really great place to do some outreach. I know that a lot of the Free Staters were there with flyers that were promoting Free Talk Live and the Free State Project. And I have to thank those guys so much for doing that. And you were there as well. You got a positive response.
I certainly handed out tons of cards.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, Will, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's about it that I can think of.
Keep up the great work out there. Everybody should go to walkforliberty.com, click on one of his videos to get to his YouTube channel, and then subscribe to the videos, because I love what you talk about. I mean, you're out there all by yourself half the time, and so obviously you've got a lot of time to yourself, and you can introspect or look inside oneself, and some of the thoughts that you really that you share on your videos are really insightful and worth listening to. So I think people should go check it out. It's not just scenery. It's also thoughtful commentary as well. So thank you, Will, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. I think I've learned a couple new things by watching him.
I've enjoyed the videos.
He's got a lot of neat things to say. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Lady, sick lady with 170 marijuana plants. We'll find out what happened to her here in moments.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loop for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy all of those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you promote the show. There are several ways for you to help Free Talk Live get into more people's ears around the world via the internet, on the radio. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. A whole bunch of them are free, and there are a few that are very low cost. So if you really like the show and want to help us out, great way to do it is to go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls about anything. It's John in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Good evening, folks. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, a number of things. I live out in California here, and I live in a county of about 260,000 people.
Gotcha.
I have a job where I travel all over the county. Out of all the miles that I travel, I can only recall seeing two McCain signs in front yards, but Ron Paul signs, dozens, dozens all over the place.
That's great. So they're still out right now, even though Ron Paul is no longer technically in the running. They're still Ron Paul signs.
Absolutely. They're still out. Another thing, whenever I see a person in a parking lot with an Obama sticker or a McCain sticker on the back of their bumper, I politely go up to them and ask them, did you know that both candidates are supported by the same organization?
And which organization is that, the CFR?
Council on Foreign Relations. They are both Rockefeller candidates. They are both member of that organization. It's an organization whose documented intent is the destruction of this country as a sovereign nation.
I believe that's all true, from what I can tell. It's an organization of elites and people that want to control others. And, you know, like you're saying, it's essentially a rigged game.
I think the best thing for people to do is to spread this, get people to think. I have an acquaintance where he's argued with me about what each candidate states for, and I simply ask him, where did you hear this? And I get the same, I heard it on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
NBC? Yes. Do you know who owns NBC? No. It's called General Electric. Do you know who owns General Electric? No. It's called the Rockefeller family. Now tell me, sir, or ma'am, whoever I'm talking to, how can you expect to hear an unbiased message? And they're like a deer in the headlight. They can't answer. They don't know.
Yeah, and usually when you're confronting somebody who's even like an advocate for a candidate, I remember watching Dennis, who we talked to earlier from New Hampshire, on his show, New Hampshire Capital, NH Capital Access, which is a cable access TV program that he produces, where he brought on this advocate. At this time, it was during the primary, so it was one of the Hillary supporters. But just as an example of really how brainwashed these supporters are, they only hear just the various platitudes that the candidates spew out about what they want to do. They don't actually know anything about how they'll be it'll be implemented. So, you know, this lady, she liked the idea of health care for everybody, but she didn't understand that that was health care that's enforced at the barrel of a gun, when if you don't want to participate with the government system, they force you, at the threat of violence, to participate. And so, like, their level of understanding about what their candidates that they support is very, very thin. It's paper thin.
Most people, when they think in terms of the whole violence thing, everybody thinks that that's just the way it is. So it's like, well, the violence doesn't really matter as long as we're, you know, giving the community back all of these things like healthcare, and they just don't understand it on the same level as somebody like you or me.
John, I agree that, you know, certainly spreading information can be valuable, but I think I disagree with you that the most valuable thing that people can do, if they believe in liberty, if they don't want to aggress against their neighbor, is to look into the Free State Project at freestateproject.org and actually pick up Leave California or wherever it is that you're at. Join the peaceful evolution here in New Hampshire and get active here, where we can concentrate our decentralized efforts. I know that sounds kind of like a contradiction in terms, but this is really where all the action's going to happen. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, pointing out some very legitimate, I think, things to say that there's only so many people out there controlling the mass media, and it's one of the reasons why you don't hear a lot from Ron Paul in the mass media until you had a bunch of people beating down their door demanding it. That's the only reason why they put Ron Paul on anywhere, is because there was so much outpouring of support, but they still marginalized him as much as they possibly could. And pointing out that all these folks are essentially tied together at some upper level. Now, do they all meet together and sacrifice owls? I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly what their hangout is like.
They all have similar interests, though.
The interest of controlling others, the interest of warping people's minds, of brainwashing people, and that's what the government schools are designed to do. Really, it's an interesting sickly brilliant system. I mean, the government schools are designed to crank out dimwits, people that aren't going to challenge the authority, so-called, people that aren't going to question their situation in life, people that have been told that they need to go to school so they can get a job, so they can work that job for their whole life, so they can retire, so they can die. I mean, that's what they've been told, and that's what most people go and do, and they enter the rat race, which is this system that's been set up to essentially plug them in to these corporate roles, where they are a significant percentage of their wealth is siphoned off right off the top to support the government, which in turn supports the corporations, which in turn support the government, and the government schools round, you know, plug more people into the system year after year. It's really a vicious cycle of ignorance that the entire system is designed to create. The good news is, and I know that all this can sound very negative to people, the good news is it doesn't take as much effort to break people of their ignorance, to destroy the ideas that the government has placed in their head, as it has taken them to place those ideas. Does that make sense? The government has spent years, decades, indoctrinating Americans. All different, you know, each generation continually kind of gets a little bit more and more indoctrinated into the system. But it doesn't take that long to bust out of it. It doesn't take that long once you've heard the truth, once you've heard about liberty and you've heard about voluntary interaction and you've heard about how it is the government is the gun in the room and it's nothing more than just raw aggression against one's neighbors, only with a little window dressing put on it to make it look different from any other criminal gang. Once you've heard about all these things, something is going to click. And then you start to analyze them, and you start to find out that the position that liberty-oriented people take is so logically sound, so unassailable, intellectually unassailable, that you have to come around, whether it's a week later or whether it's a year and a half. It took Sam in Texas a year and a half of listening to this show before he fully embraced the, you know, the voluntarist viewpoint. However long it takes, 7 years.
I don't know that you necessarily get to voluntarism by, you know, listening to the show or, you know, sticking with logic.
Some people have.
Some people have. But I think that you will find that government doesn't work by and large, and that, you know, that
to me, voluntarism is the logical extension of that.
I understand it. I see some value, some merit in what you're saying. However, I also, you know, have my problems with it.
That's because you have problems.
Yeah. lost my train of thought. I think that I think that if you listen to the show, you'll see that it is unassailable.
So there is a solution, and the solution doesn't involve believing that everything is futile, that everything is hopeless. The solution involves believing that we can have a bright, voluntary future, a sort of ascending to the next great plateau of mankind, and that is the reaching of the voluntary society.
One of my favorite things about a society like that, and just the message of liberty in general, is that it's really a positive message. It's not negative at all, and it's all about, I mean, most of the kids I know that go to college, for example, are totally socialists, and they love to preach this message of peace and love and all this fuzzy stuff. And
cool.
Really, yeah, exactly. The best way to go about getting people to get along is really liberty, not socialism, but they don't understand that yet.
Yeah, and that's why I say they will understand it as long as we can continue being the media, as we can, instead of it being Fox News or CNN or whatever big media mouthpiece is out there influencing people right now, as we can be more of the media, and there's a lot of liberty-oriented media here in New Hampshire. I don't know what you've got in your town, but here in Keene, we've got Free Talk Live, nationally syndicated radio program, Free Minds TV, syndicated on like at least seven TV stations in the Northeast. We've got AnarchyInYourHead.com, which is an internet cartoon being produced here in Keene, which is featured in the New Hampshire Free Press, which originated here in Keene. What else? There's something else I'm leaving out. The Ryder Report. There's all kinds of new things popping up here as far as media that people can turn to get the truth about liberty and what it is we're talking about without having to go through some sort of major media mouthpiece. And it's that unfiltered pro-liberty view that is going to bring people over sooner rather than later. We're going to really see some, I think, amazing changes within the next 5 years. 800-259-9231, Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter 1 has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Lead from...